What do you call a sleeping bull? A bulldozer. What do you give an elephant that can't sleep? A tranquilizer. And I do suffer insomnia. It makes me get up and eat. So I call it insomnomnomnomnomnia. Last one, insomnia sufferers, look at the bright side. Only three sleeps till Christmas. Now this week, I told Pastor Dale Dowler from the Shack that I was going to talk about insomnia, and he said to me, I'm going to sleep through that. Now I want to tell you something that really seriously, this isn't a joke. When I was in seminary studying theology, one of our teachers, Dr. John Kleinig, said something that actually changed my way of life. I sat there one morning, bleary-eyed, and he looked at me and he said, you know, insomnia is a call to prayer. That's what he said. Insomnia is a call to prayer. Blessed are the worrywarts who know that there are 2 3 o'clocks in a day. You have an opportunity that others do not. Yes, it might feel like a curse, and sometimes it actually is, and it's painful and it hurts. But he said, perhaps there's a gift in that too. Perhaps you are called to a special ministry, a special way of serving. Insomnia is a call to prayer. And that changed the way that I live. Didn't fix my insomnia, but it made me a little less anxious about it. And I started to learn that in every challenge, there is an opportunity. And I actually started to discover God in the night when I couldn't hear in the day. So today, I come to you as a fellow sufferer. If you have terrible trouble sleeping sometimes, I'm with you. It's painful. I'm not saying it's a good thing. But if you're being kept awake, perhaps God has some business with you. And perhaps something special can happen. So I'm going to call this 4 instructions for insomniacs. And maybe not all of these are for you, but they all seem to be biblical. So the first one is simple. It's breathe. When you can't sleep, breathe. If you don't, it'll be bad. Breathing can be prayer. Don't pray in a frantic, help me get to sleep, give me oblivion, God. Don't roll around in panic, but instead actually think of breathing as prayer, because breathing can be prayer. One example that one of you shared with me this week is the name of God in Hebrew, which some people say is the sound of breathing. You can breathe Yahweh, I am, the name of God. In, Yah, out, they, in your head. And as you do, just remember God is with you. Now this might sound a bit all weird, but this is a really ancient Christian tradition. There's a well-known, common, ancient Christian tradition called hesychasm. You can look that up. That's your word for the day, Peter. Hesychasm. The breathing of prayer. So the first thing I say to you is if you're stuck awake at night, focus not on the worries, but just start with something simple like your breath, and let your breath be prayer. When God created you, it says God formed a human from the dust of the ground and breathed into its nostrils the breath of life, and Adam became a living being. Your breath is like the Holy Spirit. Jesus breathed on his disciples after he rose. He breathed on them and he said, receive the Holy Spirit. Let's take that seriously and remember that breathing can be prayer. The hesychasts, that's their name, have a famous prayer. It's actually the most, I think, common Christian prayer after the Lord's Prayer. It's called the Jesus Prayer. I've been praying this sometimes for hours at night, not because I'm super spiritual and really religious and really pious, quite the opposite. I pray the Jesus Prayer because I'm not super spiritual and because I need it. And so with the Jesus Prayer, you breathe in, and in your heart, in your mind, you say, Jesus Christ. So you're not invoking something else. It must be Jesus. Call on Jesus as you breathe in, Jesus Christ, and out, have mercy on me. And some nights I've done that for hours. And I want you to hear me. I don't do that because I'm good. I do that because I'm helpless. And it helps. So firstly, if you can't sleep, breathe in prayer. Or pray in breathing. Not a frantic, get me sleep. But just be with God. And realize that God's with you in the night, in your breath. That's number one. Number two, instructions for insomniacs. Welcome the Holy Spirit's testing. Now, this second one can be quite challenging. For some of us here, this is the missing key. For some of us here, we are willing to pray about everything else and everyone else, but in prayer, we're not willing to face our own darkness, our own sin, our own compromised nature. And so, for some of you, hear me clearly, some of you are addicted to guilt. You're even guilty about things you shouldn't be guilty about because guilt just works. It's really great for Catholics and some of those old Christians. Some of them love to be guilty. If that's you, and maybe talk this over with somebody wise, maybe this one isn't right for you right now. Maybe it's not for you right now. But look, this is a thing that when you're awake at night, you may be called to, and that is to ask God to search you and test you and point out to you not everyone else's problems, not the world's problems, but ask the Holy Spirit, search me, test me, and show me what in me might need to change. So it says in Psalm 4, tremble and do not sin when you are on your beds, search your hearts and be silent. Ouch. And then in Psalm 139, which some of you, it's your favourite, it says, search me, God, and know my heart. This is a prayer. Search me, God. Know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See, this prayer is pray when anxious. Search me, God. Know my heart. Test my anxious thoughts. See if there is anything offensive in me and lead me in the way everlasting. This is written by who? King David, the warrior poet. And there's a great quote on the sermon handout. I don't say everything in the sermon. This is a long quote by one of my favourite pastors, John Mark Comer. And he says, take the time to stop, breathe, quiet the noise around you and ask God to test your thought life. If I ask God to show me and if I notice it, you know what that gives the opportunity for? You just admit it. You just confess it. Confess whatever it is to God and know that you are forgiven and free and done. So that's number two. An opportunity sometimes in the night. It's an opportunity to just confess something to God and know that God loves you and forgives you, and it's over when you give it over to God and confess it. Third one. This is the one that Margaret gave us already. If you can't sleep, stand in prayer for others. You may not physically stand, but this is a form of standing where you stand on their behalf. Anxiety and worry at night, really painful. Not a doubt, it's a pain, right? But in there is an opportunity. And so Paul writes about this in the letter to the Philippians. He says, do not be anxious about anything. There's that word anxious. Instead then, when I'm anxious, what could I do? What will I replace that with? He says, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. So what do I bring to God in anxiousness? Prayer and petition. And petition, that word there, it's a particular kind of prayer. It's what we call interceding. Do you know that word? Interceding is where I stand in between or on behalf of. Interceding is a bit like when my daughter wants to use my car and goes to her mother, and her mother stands on my daughter's behalf and says,
Caleb would love to have your car.
She's interceding on Caleb's behalf. Kayla is too scared to ask me. That's not really my thought of it. She's never too scared. She'll ask whatever she can. But imagine that she would. She's not sure she can ask. Or maybe she just doesn't have the gumption. Maybe she's too tired. So
interceding is when you stand in between on behalf of for someone. And listen, if you're awake at night, it's an opportunity to stand in prayer on behalf of other people who can't. And many times I've lain awake at night, and because of what Dr. John Kleinig, my teacher, said, I've gone, okay, I've got to go through the membership list of the directory of the church that I'm serving in. Sometimes, this happens to Margaret, I know, a name comes to mind. You're lying awake and you think of them. Has that happened to you people? This is a call to intercede, to stand in prayer for them. Perhaps they can't pray for themselves at the moment. Perhaps they're not well enough. So you do that for them. Time and time again, I bump into them. I go, oh, I was thinking of you last night. I try not to embarrass them by saying, I was praying for you last night. I was thinking of you just last night. And then they say, oh my goodness, you wouldn't believe what's been happening. Later on, I might admit, I was actually praying for you. Does this happen to you people? God brings someone to mind, you start praying for them, and then you discover that there was actually something going on because you were called to stand in for them. This might be what you're called to. And by the way, sometimes we might fret that, oh, if I don't sleep, I'm going to be wrecked tomorrow. But I found that the kind of prayer in the night where you just breathe in God's presence and relax in it can be quite refreshing. You can be quite surprised because it was communing with God and it's good. You might be surprised. Final one. You're falling asleep here. The final instruction for insomniacs is to practice gratitude. In Philippians chapter 4, just before the part I read a moment ago, he says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. The healthiest people I know are people who have a heart that brings gratitude. As I'm gradually visiting you, you know who I find has the most gratitude in this congregation? It's the oldest. I go to find out who you are and you just tell me, I'm thankful. I'm grateful. And you tell me beautiful things. And this is a spiritual discipline to practice gratitude. It's also a gift that grows in us, I think. This is about the heart of our Christian faith, because when we practice gratitude, we're actually practicing remembering that it's not, I didn't do it all, I didn't make it all. There's beautiful gifts in my life for which they're just gifts from above. Now, there's a massive body of research psychologically showing now that gratitude can help with anxiety. Secular counsellors and psychologists are now giving people gratitude homework, which sounds almost like prayer. They're actually saying to people, before you go to bed, write down a gratitude list or count your blessings. They're actually saying this. And I think that's beautiful. I think that's fantastic. It's only half the answer, though, because gratitude without someone to thank is a bit empty. And I think they're halfway there. What I think they need is this. I never heard this song as a kid. I was taught this by the Women's Guild at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Townsville, 20-something years ago. Do you know this hymn? When upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your blessings, thank them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Then count your blessings, count them one by one. He said, it's so good. I think you can hear the character of the person who wrote that song.
One thing you definitely shouldn't do if you can't sleep is get on the internet. Wrong. But get on YouTube and find Count Your Blessings if you've never heard it before. It's a classic oldie. It's great.
When you can't sleep, literally count your blessings. Don't count sheep. Has anyone tried counting sheep?
counting stuff. I've tried it all. Count your blessings and give thanks to God. That's what Philippians actually, chapter 4 actually says. It's like, when you're anxious, stop and remember all the things to be grateful for. And not just remember them in gratitude like the psychologists say. No. Say thank you for them. So, let me finish by saying this. Listen, when you are worried at night, you are loved. Remember this, it's true. You are baptized. Cherry, when you are worried at night, I don't know if you are, but if you ever are, say like Martin Luther. He used to say, Martin, you are baptized. You might like to put your name in instead, though. It might be a bit weird. So remember that Jesus stayed awake at night praying for you. Remember that he's with you and that you're worth dying for and that he's risen. Remember that Jesus went to hell for you. If he can go to hell for you, he can be with you in the dark of the night. And if he died for you, which he did, then he rose for you. And his resurrection is yours. His life is yours now. If Jesus was with you in the past, he will be with you in the future. When you are awake in the night, remember this. 'Tis grace has brought us safe thus far, and grace will lead us home. Now I'm going to pray a nighttime prayer from Saint Augustine. O Lord, watch with those who are awake tonight. Watch with those who weep tonight. Give your angels charge over these people here tonight. Soothe your suffering ones. Bring mercy on your afflicted ones. Shield your joyous ones, and all for your love's sake. In Jesus' name, amen.